We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger. First of all, it looks as if the budget or budget spending will not be a major factor in 2014 in terms of any future government shutdowns. The House passed the bill. Looks like the Senate's going to concur. And that's one less headache for you guys.
Yeah, it's look, this is what needs to happen. We need to move forward get back to the normal process of passing a budget and then passing the spending bills. It's something that I have not had a chance to do in the 4 years that or 3 years I've been here. It'll be 5 years since they have last done that, and it's ridiculous. So you know, we're not making as much progress as I would like, but it is significant progress forward.
How much of a factor was last October's government shutdown in terms of getting all sides involved, prodding them into getting this done now?
Well, I think it didn't serve anybody any good, whether it was professionally or politically, and people were not happy, were not pleased, and as I said at the time, it's not something that I wanted to have happen either. I think clarified a few things, and we're able to move forward, and we're bending the spending curve. And again, it's a divided government, so we're not getting everything that they want, that we all want, but we're taking a step forward.
Talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger, one piece of unfinished business as of right now is the federal unemployment benefits issue. House is taking a break. And the presumptive Democratic U.S. Senate nominee in Michigan is among some Democrats asking House Speaker John Boehner to cancel the break in order to address this issue.
Yeah, I saw him make that announcement on the House floor yesterday. And, of course, it's a political move. This has been planned since they announced our calendar. It's a district work week. And as you all know, I'm going home and doing a snowmobile tour and doing town hall meetings and those kinds of things. This is the problem really lies in the Senate. There's absolutely no action over there other than people, shooting their mouths off about it. What we need to get is economic activity. We need to make sure that we are providing jobs. That is how we solve this problem for the people that are underemployed and chronically unemployed. And, this administration is trying to have its cake and eat it, too. It's trying to say, oh, no, it's been an Obama recovery. And, oh, by the way, we've got to extend for again, this has been almost 2 years that people are on unemployment. We've got to start reforming the system, and they have no interest in reforming it. They just want to throw more money at it.
Bill Heisinger, your staff sent a release to the media yesterday morning about the White House moving the Obamacare goalposts again. And this is something you've talked about before, and I'm afraid you're going to be talking about it again in the future.
Yeah, they're discovering that the younger people that need to sign up to make this work fiscally aren't signing up, which is no surprise to me. Apparently it is to the administration. We've seen this time and time and time again. They're not getting the results that they had wanted or they expected, so they're moving the goalposts, they're redefining time frames and who's eligible and all the other things that are happening. So I think we're just going to continue to see more of the same till they understand that we need real reform, and they're just not willing to deal with that. And the president said he's going to continue to try and go around Congress. That's not how the system is set up to operate, and he's got to engage with the House Republicans and the Democrats and the Senate and get something done.
It says that and does that supposedly because he believes what he's doing is the will of the American people, and that seems to be a standard argument that gets trotted out. We're doing this for the American people. The American people want this. Well, excuse me, but we got a representative government now. We got to follow that.
I can just go home because let him decide on everything that needs to happen. You know, the American people also voted overwhelmingly for a Republican House of Representatives. They voted to keep Harry Reid in charge in the Senate, and they voted for divided government. Over the years, that means that they have expected us to be a check and balance, and for the president to believe that that he alone holds the keys and all the answers, you know, the hubris is just amazing to me. And frankly, it's something we haven't seen since the Nixon years. The notion that it's got to be true because I, the president, believe it's true, and it has to be legal because I've determined that it's legal, and I think it's something that we should do. You know, the president and this administration has been setting aside the Constitution and the process that we have historically and legally gone through time and time again, and whether it's suspending the employer mandate but not the individual mandate, picking and choosing parts of the law that he wants to enforce, that simply he does not have that power, and there's going to continue to be court cases challenging him, and he's going to lose. They just had it with the recess appointments not that long ago.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. You made an impassioned remarks last night. As we record this on Thursday morning, you made the remarks on Wednesday night about the value of life and the dignity of life. And, of course, Roe v. Wade anniversary is coming up. There's going to be activities involved with Right to Life in the Holland-Zeeland area next week as well. And your pro-life stance certainly was evident on the floor of the U.S. House last night.
Well, it's an important time to remember. You know, the March for Life is going to be happening here in Washington, D.C., and also locally in Holland and all around the country. This is something that's very personal. It became very personal this past year when one of my staff members adopted a little girl from a very troubled background and very troubled home life. And you know, the amazing gift that adoption is something that I wanted to celebrate. It was something that I talked about on the House floor. My family has been touched by it, and I think so many others have as well. And we need to celebrate that. We need to create a culture of life, not a culture that we currently have.
A couple more things, Bill Heisinger, and then we'll let you go. First of all, it's nice to pitch a shutout when one of your bills passes without any opposition, and that's the Small Business Mergers, Acquisition, Sales, and Brokerage Simplification Act this week.
Yeah, and that came out of an attorney friend from Grand Rapids who has been involved in this for a number of years, and we, about a year ago, really started working on this in earnest, and it's a significant step. You know, it's small. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to change a lot of people's lives. But when we've got over $10 trillion, with a T, $10 trillion of equity and ownership that has been built up by the baby boomers, so they're going to be selling them or transferring them or unfortunately closing those businesses over the next 10 years. And this is a way that we are going to be able to help ease that transition and allow these companies to continue in the jobs that they represent. So yeah, it was a great accomplishment by everybody, and you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And my staff did a great job, and we've got a sponsor, very strong sponsors that are coming to the front in the Senate, bipartisan. And I just talked to one of the senators the other day, and they're very confident that they're going to be able to move this through the Senate as well, and hopefully we'll get it on President Obama's desk, and he'll sign it, and it's a positive step forward as job creation goes.
You're a member of the House Financial Services Committee, so I need to ask you about a story that broke over earlier this week about House Democrats calling for a congressional probe into the hacking of Target stores. Credit debit card data compromise. Looked like Neiman Marcus has also been involved with this as well. Is this something that really can be probed, or is it more of a case of, well, you know, it's a problem, but it might be too big of an elephant?
It is a problem. In fact, we were affected by it as well personally, and like many others around. We had friends and people in the area that had this happen to them, and There may be a role for us to go in and ask about the security. I mean, it's ironic to me, though, that this administration and my colleagues across the aisle are extremely concerned about the data loss at Target and at other places and the lack of security, but they don't seem to be blinking too much at the reports of the federal government security being lax and not being up to snuff for the healthcare website and the program. So it's like, okay, guys, let's be consistent at least here. And yes, we need to be concerned about this, but let's make sure that we're applying that concern equally and not just trying to change the subject.
Changing subjects, it would also seem to be, but it's also somewhat similar in terms of the intelligence situation. The president talking about the NSA, and some say he's not going to really change that much. Other critics say he should have changed that much. What are you hearing?
Yeah, there. You know, look, I think the rhetoric that gets thrown around during campaigns is sometimes not always matched by the realities. And I think President Obama saw that. You know, whether it was Guantanamo Bay and not closing that down, not withdrawing the troops quite in the time frames that he looked at. Same thing with the NSA. And do we need reforms there? Yes, I personally believe that we do need to have reforms put in place. I think it's appropriate that we do that. Are we using technology appropriately? Vast majority of the time, yes. Are there some things that we maybe need to reexamine? Yeah, and I think that is appropriate. We can do that on a bipartisan basis, and we can't just ignore it. We have to deal with the realities of what this modern world looks like as we're doing this too.
One final thing, Bill Huizinga, and you're heading out of doors for the weekend. It's the snowmobile ride. You're going to be joined by one of your colleagues as you tour the northern part of the district that you look over and represent. But it's also a case of not only some fun with the sleds, but also to raise awareness about maintaining not only these trails, but also maintaining our natural beauty here in West Michigan.
Yeah, and this arose a few years ago, about 3 years ago, when there was a lawsuit from an environmental lawyer down in Ann Arbor to shut down the National Forest to access recreational access. And we wanted to highlight it about the impact that this would have on these small communities, Chase and Irons and Thompsonville and, you name it, up that area. And the response we got was overwhelming, and in fact, CBS News is coming along with us on Friday, and we're hosting a series of town hall meetings. We're going to have 7 or 8 of them while we're on the road, and it's a great way of just connecting with people and touching base and in a little unusual way, but it's a lot of fun, but very effective too, I think, for getting out there and highlighting what Pure Michigan is all about.
A lot of things to talk about, and we did so with U.S. Representative, one-time State Representative Bill Huizinga of Zeeland. We appreciate your thoughts, sir, on some of the issues of the day. Have a safe sledding trip up in the northern part of Lower Michigan, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.